योयं योगस्त्वया प्रोक्ता साम्येन मधुसूदन एतस्याहं न पश्यामि चञ्चलत्वात् स्थितिं स्थिराम्। 6.33 Arjuna is speaking. Krishna has spoken the process of yoga in this chapter. Krishna has been speaking from 6.1 to 6.32, and more specifically the process of yoga he has been speaking from, especially in terms of going to the jungle, from 6.11 Shucha Udeshe Pratishthapya. Krishna has talked about the perfection of yoga in terms of seeing him everywhere in 6.30, then seeing him, seeing Krishna and the indwelling super soul as one in 6.31, and seeing all living beings with the equal compassionate vision in 6.32. So, after describing this summit of yoga, now Arjuna has a question, or after hearing all this, Arjuna interrupts Krishna and asks a question. So, he says, Yoyam yogastvaya prokta. What has been spoken by you, yam ayam yogas, this path of yoga, samyena madhusudana, samya. Samya is equanimity, equalness. Etasyaham na pashyami, etasyaham this na pashyami. I do not see how I can follow this. Chanchalatvat sthitim sthiram. Chanchalatvat. For the mind is restless. The consciousness just doesn't stay at one place. The sthitim, its situation is not in one situation. Asthiram. It is very restless. And now, the restlessness of the mind is talked about in the next verse, and we'll discuss more about it there. But here, in this particular verse, let's understand the broad principle. So Krishna is saying, Krishna has used the word Samya several times. He used the word Samatvam Yoga Uchyate in the second chapter. So in Yogastha Kuru Karmani Sangam Tyaktva Dhananjaya Siddhya Siddhyo Samo Bhutva Samatvam Yoga Uchyate. That was 2.48. And then after that, repeatedly, being equipoised amidst happiness and distress has been talked about. And the word Samya is used specifically in 5.19. Iha Iva Taiv Jitaha Sargo Yesham Samye Sthitam Manaha. So, those who are samya sita, those who are situated in sameness, they jitaha sargo, they have conquered material existence. And then Krishna further states, and apart from the specific usage of the word samya, there has been the concept of samya in terms of being equipoised, of seeing happiness and distress, success and failure, with same vision, with equal vision. That has been talked about repeatedly. So in this chapter itself, in 6.789, it has been talked about. 6.7 it was. Itatmana prashantasya paramatma samahitaha shitoshna sukha dukkheshu thamana apamana yo. So, samahitaha, being situated in such a way that one is equipoised towards the dualities of the body, the mind and the ego. Sheet, ushna, sukha, dukkha and mana, apmana. And then Krishna talks about samatvam in the next verse further with respect to objects in this world, things. Samaloshtrashma kanchanaha in 6.8 he states, jnana vijnana druptatma kutistho vijitendriya yuktaityuchite yogi samaloshtrashma kanchanaha. So stone, pebble and gold, see them equally. And not only see things equally, but in 6.9 he has also stated that see people equally. Suhrun mitra ryudasina madhyastadveshu bandhushu sadhushvapcha papeshu Samabuddhirvishishyate. Samabuddhir. Have equal vision towards all of them. Friends and enemies. Those who are neutral and those who are mediators. Those who are sinful and those who are pious. So have see all of them equally. Now Krishna, so like this the message of Samyatva has been talked about repeatedly. And Arjuna is stating over here that it is Napashyami. I do not see it as possible for me. It's not practical for me. Yoyam yogastvaya prokta samyena madhusudana. The yoga which you have told me, it centers on samya. It centers on maintain. On maintaining equal vision towards all, and I don't see it as practical. Etasyaham na pashyami. I don't see myself practicing this anytime. Chanchalatvat sadimsiram. Why? Because adequanimity is made impossible by the restlessness and turbulence of my consciousness. Krishna will respond to Arjuna by speaking some universal principles about regarding the practice of yoga. And then he will say that one has to follow some process. Without a process, one cannot be successful. And then after that, he talks about how one can come to the level of practicing this. So, Samyena Madhusudana. That actually one will come to the level of developing equal vision towards everyone. If that seems impractical, Krishna will tell later that practice the principles of yoga involving Abhyasena Kauteya Vairagyena Cha Gruhyate. And then he will go to general principles about how. What are the obstacles in the path of yoga? Arjuna will ask one more question. That what if somebody is not able to succeed on the path of yoga? Then Krishna will answer that. And then Krishna completes this chapter 6.47 by saying that the topmost yogi is a bhakti yogi. And from the 7th chapter of the Gita, bhakti yoga starts. And in the 8th chapter, Krishna does a comparison of Bhakti Yoga and Ashtanga Yoga. And then therein he states clearly that in 8.14 he will state that Bhakti Yoga is the easiest way to calm the mind. And he says that rather than just trying to practice Samya, Samya means trying to make the mind see everything in a similar way. Practice fixing the mind on me. So the principle of controlling the mind is universal. The specifics of how that is to be done varies according to the process of yoga which is being followed. So in the process of Ashtanga Yoga, the focus stays on trying to develop an equal vision towards everything. And then once one is seeing everything external as equal, then nothing external seems attractive or fascinating. Then one can just turn away from the external things which by virtue of being seen equally are basically equally unpromising. Then one turns inwards and discovers the inner wealth, the inner reality, the inner source of happiness. That search for the inner source of happiness ultimately culminates in the discovery of the indwelling Lord Vishnu. So this is one process by which one develops equal vision towards in external things and then develops a active searching vision inwards which culminates in the attainment of Krishna in the internal territory of the heart. The other way is the process of Bhakti Yoga wherein in the outer world also we focus not on so much on equal vision towards everything but on connecting everything with Krishna and making Krishna the center of our world.
And by connecting everything with Krishna and seeing everything as meant for the enjoyment of Krishna, we can develop, we can fix the mind in Krishna. And thus, more than just being pacified, the mind becomes purified. Pacified means it is no longer agitated. Purified means that its tendencies are changed. Instead of being attracted to the matter, the mind is attracted to Krishna. And Krishna says in 8.14 that this is a far easier process. Ananya chetaha satatam yo mam smarati nityashah tasyaham sulabha partha nitya yuktasya yoginaham. This is the only verse 8.14 in the Gita where Krishna says tasyaham sulabha partha sulabha. I can be easily attained by whom? By one who fixes the mind on me. Ananya chetaha satatam yo mam smarati nityashah. One who fixes the mind on me constantly, that person can easily attain me. Sulabha, I become easily obtainable for them. So, to summarize the flow of what will be unfolded in the next chapters, after hearing how this process of yoga centers on samyatva, on seeing everything with equal vision, Arjuna feels that it is impractical and he voices his apprehension in this verse. And then Krishna responds by telling that you have to practice yoga, you have to follow some process for controlling the mind. And which process he recommends is, he recommends general practice of yoga, but he doesn't recommend necessarily the practice of Ashtanga yoga as has been talked over here. He recommends Bhakti yoga, as will be seen through, as will be seen by the fact that in this chapter, Ashtanga yoga culminates in Bhakti yoga. And also we will see this again in the 8th chapter by an explicit comparison of Ashtanga yoga and Bhakti yoga, wherein Krishna says Bhakti yoga enables one to attain, to come to perfection easily. Sulabha. Thank you.